Thanks, Chuck. We peaked at 69 here yesterday. Overnight low down 241. Right now, sunshine and 42 degrees here at KVOE Live.
And local.
And our headlines brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. Stop in daily from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Great lunch specials, burgers, sandwiches, steaks, salads, and, of course, your favorite beverage, too. Half-price appetizers, 4 until 6, Monday through Friday. Bruff's 2640 West 18th. Well, we always enjoy October and November just a little bit more because we get to do the United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlights, Chuck Samples.
Yes, we do.
We've been spotlighting here through the month of October, and we'll do so through next month because the United Way of the Flint Hills 2021-2022 campaign fundraising drive is underway, and we're pleased to be joined and learn more this morning about communities and schools of Mid-America, and we are joined by Victoria Partridge. Victoria, good morning.
Hey, Victoria.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're all right. How about you today?
Doing great.
Good. Well, before we get diving into exactly how the partnership with the United Way of the Flint Hills benefits communities and schools, let's remind folks about communities and schools and really the work that you're doing at a number of different local and area schools at this time.
Sure. So I'll start with our mission. That's kind of a great place to start whenever you're learning about an organization that maybe you've never heard about before. So the mission of communities and schools is to surround students with a community of support, and we empower them to stay in school and then achieve in life. And so that's kind of how our name is created, is bringing community supports in the schools where they are going to be accessible, coordinated, and accountable. And I was looking up some data from our most recent school year, the 2020-2021 school year that finished, and here in Emporia alone, we brought in supports from over 200 community partners, with United Way of Flint Hills being one of them.
That is outstanding. So we've got support for the students. Exactly how do you accomplish this, Victoria? How does this work?
So we put a full-time person inside each one of the schools, and that person is responsible for providing supports for the students in three different ways. One is a whole school support, which is available for any student with anything, and that's generally something like a whole school assembly, basic needs, and again, with the data from Emporia, we handed out over 17,000 basic needs items to students in Emporia schools last year, which was amazing. We also do small groups and then one-on-one case management services, and those are for kids who really benefit from having that additional support from an adult in the school. And here in Emporia, we had 200 kids that were receiving that one-on-one case management support. And I do want to point out that all of the supports that we do are at no cost to the students or their families, and we also have no qualifiers. So it's any kid with any need.
How do the kids come into the communities and schools process? Is it one of those things where families reach out to your staff on site saying, hey, look, we could possibly benefit from this, or is this more maybe teacher, support staff, administrative staff at the schools that are starting to direct that process?
It would be C, all the above. So students can be referred by their families. They can be referred by teachers or other administrators within the school. They can also self-refer, or they can refer a friend or even a community member. So if maybe like a Crosswinds counselor is working with a kid and realizes like this kid would benefit from having even another person to help them out while they're on site at school, then they can refer. So it really is anybody, and I love that about our program.
So it's more obviously than just social support. When the kid's referred, do you then direct them to the help they need? What kind of one-on-one support do you actually give in the schools, Victoria?
So it really depends on what the student is needing. And that's one of the things I really like about the program, in addition to all the other things that I've already bragged about, is that because of the way that we're funded, we are able to provide such a huge variety of support. So some kids, they may just be suffering some effects of poverty. I mean, 90% of the kids that are on our caseload, they are on the free and reduced lunch program, which is something that kind of says maybe these kids are having some challenges regarding low income. And maybe they're coming to school hungry, and so we can alleviate that barrier. So there are some things that we can do ourselves by hooking them up with the items that they need, whether it be clothing or hygiene supplies or school supplies. If it's something that we can't do ourselves, like they're needing some mental health support, then that's when we work with our partners at Crosswinds or other local agencies and get them connected to those agencies and that help that they need.
Victoria, when you're looking here at the, I guess maybe the numbers when it comes to pre-COVID and post-COVID, have you seen an increase in the need here for students over the last 18 to 19 months with COVID, you know, obviously ongoing and really not showing any signs of completely letting up anytime soon?
Oh, yeah. It was wild. Whenever COVID hit, and especially once those families who were already experiencing maybe some of those effects of poverty lost their jobs or their hours were reduced or their child care went away, whenever those challenges and barriers that they were already facing were amplified, we saw the needs come in. And because we're not helping just the students, we're also helping their families. And so for us, those basic need items that we were handing out, the request for those, it just went up wildly. And I was really impressed with the way that our program was able to shift from being a program that was helping students in school, but also being a program that helped them beyond just being in schools and being able to provide those supports using online technology or doing home drop-offs or having drive-through pickup lines and really making sure that we were continuing to help the families and meet them where they needed us to meet them.
Yeah, sounds like you were lengthening your reach. And we're talking with Victoria Partridge, Communities and Schools of Mid-America. Victoria, how many schools right now in Emporia do have help from communities and schools? How many schools are you in?
Four schools in Emporia, 70 schools throughout a four-state region, though.
What are the plans maybe to expanding at least locally district-wide and maybe across others here across Lyon County or neighboring counties?
Well, I know that I personally would love to see us expand into the middle school because that way students who are at Logan, Walnut, and William Allen White, whenever they go, because that's the three elementary schools that we're in, once they move into the middle school, they can continue to have those supports. And then we already are in the high school, so they'll just have those continued supports all the way through their academic career until they graduate high school. I would love to see us go into the middle school.
Well, let's talk about funding. How does it work with Communities and Schools of Mid-America? How are you funded, Victoria?
So Communities and Schools of Mid-America, no surprise, is a 501c3, and we are funded from a vast variety of different funding types, grants, individual donors, working with United Way of the Flint Hills, of course. The schools themselves, they have investment into us, which we are so grateful for. The district does put money into this program. And so if anybody is interested in learning more about how they can support communities and schools, whether it be with providing a financial gift or volunteering their time, just check out our website at cismidamerica.org.
So how important is your relationship with the United Way of the Flint Hills, Victoria?
They're amazing. We love them. We have United Way relationships with a variety of United Ways across our four-state network that we are in. And I personally love United Way of the Flint Hills. I have been a big fan of them for ages and ages. I kind of always say that United Way and communities and schools go together like peanut butter and jelly, because it's not just the financial support, but it's also the reputation. I personally feel like if people hear that United Way is supporting your agency, then that instantly gives them like a good impression of your agency, because United Way has such a good reputation.
Yeah, good cred right there.
Well put.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well
exactly.
Put. Victoria, I know there's not a lot of details that you can give with maybe an individual situation, but is there a success story or two that you wanted to maybe go into a little bit more detail on that kind of highlights what the communities and schools' overall objectives and the mission really are all about?
Sure. So I've actually heard this type of success story a couple of times. I've been working with communities and schools for 7 years, and it's one that kind of always touches my heart because I don't think that it's something that comes to mind right away, and that is of students who don't have beds. Now imagine, like, if you are a human being and you're trying to sleep because you have to go to school the next day, and for us as adults, we have to go to work. Sleeping on a floor, you're not getting good rest. And so we have had a number of times where kids have come to school being unrested, and that means that maybe they're having poor academics or poor behavior. And then through talking with them, we realize that they don't have a place to sleep. They're either sleeping on the floor. I remember one kid was sleeping in the laundry room. And so we have worked with them to make sure that we get them beds. And those are donated from either community partners, whether they be businesses or individuals. And it's been such a game changer for those kids to see them instantly change and get better grades or have better behavior just by having a great place to sleep.
Well said. Communities and Schools of Mid-America. Victoria, thanks for all the great work that you do, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Good to talk to you. Yeah, Victoria Partridge with Communities and Schools in Mid-America and a United Way of the Flint Hills community partner as our spotlights continue here. And we'll resume our spotlighting next week. Chuck, we'll be talking about Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness and be visiting with Lucas Moody coming up 8:40 on Monday.
Yep, and then 8:40 Tuesday, Jackie Wilnitz joins us as we talk about Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters serving Lyon County as the that interview process continues. And again,